Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You ever wonder how challenge competitors are selected or which challenges were too dangerous for TV?
You can learn all that and more on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco. 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour brought to you by JRR's final day of the 12 days of Axmas.
I want to say saving the best for last. All the autographed guitars have been awesome, but this one's close to home. From 1994, signed Collective Soul.
Mm. Which was the year they broke on this radio station. Have been good friends with the station ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play the first keyword of the day for you to text in and enter and win that guitar right after this segment.
The guitar is from a little bit later than 1994, but I just like to reminisce back there. We used to walk by that guitar every day in the halls, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You might own it.
How you doing, Gamble?
Morning, guys.
All right.
I was going to say, Collective Soul, they signed that guitar.
Wow. No, that shine.
It's going to be one of those mornings,
that was,
huh?
That was deep.
Real quick, Yahoo News killed off Aretha Franklin again.
What?
Yeah. She died back in August of...
They announced it again?
2018, yeah, the other night. That I don't know how...
Yahoo!
This is what happens when you whittle down your newsrooms and, you know, automation comes in and... That's a bit embarrassing.
You're Yahoo.
Yeah.
You're just one step below Google. Who's bigger, you think, Google or Yahoo?
Google.
Yeah, that's what I think.
By far.
Okay.
By far. Yahoo!
Shined. Signed.
That was a good one.
I'll give you a few credit points on that one. A little extra credit.
Thank you.
Collective Soul fans got it.
Yeah.
We have an update on this story from a while back. This dude who lives with his parents in Michigan. Remember his mom threw away his best porno mags?
Oh, one of the Beastie Boys.
Well, no, I'm just playing off the lyrics there.
Mm-hmm.
The dude had a huge collection of pornography, and his mom threw it all out, and he sued her.
I do remember this guy, yeah.
Well,
I tried to forget, but yeah, I remember.
He won the court case.
It's property. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, if you have a huge collection of porn mags, you know, you got Pornhub. Well, they're pretty much whatever. But you got all these different avenues. Those things are probably worth some money, and I bet the judge knew it.
That is the question. They haven't determined yet exactly what the damages are going to be. The plaintiff, David Working, which is very close to wanking, sued his parents. He's looking for $25,000.
What a complete loser, though. You remember this story because, Gamble, what I told you when we were talking about these magazines, what my dad had.
Oh, that's right. Well, what if it was just a bunch of, like, really not expensive magazines, and then at the very bottom he had that one, like, the Playboy Bunny Marilyn Monroe cover?
Yeah.
Like, the one
sure, that could be a possibility.
Tons and tons of money. Do you remember what my dad had that got thrown away?
He had...
Tales from the Crypt. He had all the original Tales from the Crypt write-ups from the magazines.
Yeah. That's right.
Because my granddad rented a place to the writer of it.
And the scripts.
Yeah, all the scripts and stuff and all the old comic, everything. And
tossed.
My grandma threw it away, or somebody did.
This is why hoarders hoard. Never know.
Mm-hmm.
Never know in that garbage heap what might be true gold one day.
All those hangers, there may be a hanger shortage, and I'm going to be rich with the 4,000 hangers I have.
Or in a few years, they're going to come out that there was like a defect in one of those hangers, and for some reason,
mm-hmm.
$1 million hanger.
Yeah.
Just clean the roach poop off.
Don't clean it too much, though, because then you can destroy the authenticity. Like
I got to get through like 4 or 5 cat corpses to get to it, but I finally find it.
Like we learn on Pornhub.
We had a
porn store.
Had a crazy cat lady story earlier. Sorry, Taco.
No, that is cool.
What'd she do?
It was one of those with cat corpses and just fecal matter everywhere, but the craziest mugshot you'll ever want to see.
And she had a blind owl, too. There's her mugshot.
She looks terrifying.
She's only in her 50s.
Can you believe that? Taco thought she was 70-something, and I agreed.
That's what cat feces will do to you.
Living in filth will do that, yes.
Okay, I need your guys' opinion here. This move by Pepsi yesterday, is this sheer genius or kind of pathetic? You know, they've been number two to Coca-Cola forever, and mm-hmm. they're probably never, ever going to pass Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. That's just a given, not a knock. It's just how it is.
Yeah, they're a great company who makes tons of money.
So yesterday they put out a tweet saying that they've been working on a new product in their Pepsi laboratory/kitchen and wanted to know if they should give it a whirl. And basically, it was one of these. If it gets X number of retweets, they want 2021 retweets in order for them to release a limited number of Pepsi Coca-Cola cans. It's going to be Pepsi-Cola with hints of chocolate and marshmallow flavor. They've actually come up with this concoction, and they're calling it Pepsi Coca-Cola.
I don't see it going anywhere.
Well, they got their retweets, so they say they're going to make a batch of it and put it out in 2021.
I was going to say they would like get in trouble, but you already see, I mean, how many types of like Dr. Pepper there are. Dr. Thunder, I think there's a Dr. Virginia.
Dr. Check.
Yeah.
Again, those examples are great, but this is, you know, number two clearly mocking number one or trying to troll number one by, you know, spelling cocoa as in chocolate.
I think they just have to make sure it tastes good. Because if it sucks, then...
then the whole thing blows up in your face.
Exactly.
Sure.
Didn't Burger King put out their version of the McRib at one point?
No, they
have a Big Mac, though.
They had a Big Mac, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know if they still sell that.
Yeah, they do. I think it's
the
called
Super
the...
Super King or something?
It's called the... Yeah, the... I can't remember.
The King Burger, I think.
Let me look.
Has the same, you know, Thousand Island sauce on it and the extra piece of bread in the middle.
The burger... Yeah, the Big King.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure Coca-Cola is like, okay, have your fun. King County, Washington, an arrow from a compound bow went through the back of a vehicle traveling down the road. The person driving the car was not injured, nor were the passengers, but they did alert police as to what happened, and the police were able to track down the person responsible for firing the arrow, and they simply said, look, that one just got away.
It's hunting.
No, they weren't hunting. They were just out doing some practice shooting. It's like, that one just got away.
It's a misfire.
Went right in the back of a family's car.
It's a misfire. They go in the car or in like the side door or
right
the back
through
trunk?
The back window.
Oh, okay. Somebody said Playboy number one worth about $3,000 to $5,000. I'm sure the first one is worth more than that.
I bet it's got to be clean, though.
Yeah, those are tough to come by. No pun. My dad's very old Playboy collection that he was going to pass on to me got destroyed in Hurricane Andrew.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do? What a great dad passing on his Playboy collection to you.
I'd play the sad trombone music for you, but I don't have it handy. And then here's somebody completely going against the grain for the time of year. Out in Pueblo, Colorado, we've got a creepy clown with a long knife robbing the convenience store. Here's what they have to go on. We believe it's a man. You can't tell who this guy is. They've got it all on video.
No. He's a man. We know that
it just
much.
Narrows it down.
Because you can look, clown, I mean, you could disguise a clown not knowing whether it's a man or a woman. So that's pretty good. Adam's apple.
I do got to give him credit for going the creepy clown routes at a time of year where you never would expect that.
Oh, I bet he's going to go drink himself a Pepsi Coca-Cola.
Oh.
He's going to really switch it up.
Video of the creepy clown robbing the convenience store on our page if you want to see that. Or perhaps you'd like to try to win the 12 Guitars of Axmas Final Day Autograph Collective Soul Guitar.
You have to text this off and spell it correctly.
Oh, boy.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Look at your phone when you type this word in.
Before you hit send, look at the word.
It comes out high a lot of times.
Yes, spelling counts if you want your entry to count. Okay, with that, here you go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.